Yeah, looking forward to the first game. It's been a while, so obviously excited to play.
What are the challenges of that first game?
I don't know if there's necessarily challenges. It's more just getting used to playing, obviously, in the NHL again. And obviously, the guys aren't necessarily on your team that you've played with before. And, you know, playing with different guys, whether it's line mates or just as a group together, and just kind of trying to figure out the systems.
Some of the little things you work on in order to build that chemistry again?
Just spend a lot of time with one another, and obviously we've been practicing together for the last week, so that obviously helps.
Your line tonight, you guys were together in January before the injuries and things. How do you complement each other? How do you complement Mark and Blake?
Well, I think we all bring a few different things to the table, but we're similar in a lot of ways in terms of you know, what makes us successful on the ice. And I think if we can put that together and use some of the things that make us successful as a unit, it's going to be tough to stop.
Do you remember your first preseason game?
I do. Not that much. Yeah, I was in Nashville. I was nervous. Going against Paul Kariya and Jason Arnott, and I was like, oof.
You said that one of the challenges is that you're not necessarily, whether it be line mates, the team, everybody, these aren't guys you've all played with before. Is that the same with the team that you're facing as well? I mean, you guys so often know, you know, what certain players do, their tendencies, whereas in a preseason game, you're going against players as well that you've never seen before.
Yeah, that's why you kind of have to try to stay on guard and stay alert at all times, because you know, you might maybe underestimate somebody that's, they just took the puck off your stick. But, yeah, I definitely don't know a lot of the guys on their team. That's definitely something you kind of got to prepare for and really kind of makes you just focus on your own game and your own team.
You're getting a chance.
18-year-old kid from Nashville. What did you learn from that you think the young kids here need to know?
I think the biggest thing was just you don't have a lot of time and space. And they're a lot stronger than they are in junior. So I think those are the two biggest things. And I think, you know, when you're a skilled player and, you know, you were drafted for a certain reason, you know, that kind of takes care of itself. I think it's just making quick decisions and obviously being able to handle bigger, stronger men is a lot different. And those are probably the two biggest adjustments that you have to make from junior.
Have you chatted much with the young guys on this team so far?
Yeah, I've chatted with a few of them. I think, you know, they've handled themselves pretty well, and they've shown what they can do, you know, in the rookie tournaments. And I think now that we're in the preseason, it's, I think they're kind of having the same lessons that, you know, maybe I had when I was younger as well.
You're still young, but you've been around a while.
Yeah.
You should be a leader, or is it fair to ask you to be the leader and to talk to some of these kids and assume some of that role?
Well, for sure. That's what I've been doing. That's what, you know, I think is expected of me. And it's my sixth season in the NHL. So, you know, I've definitely been around for a little bit now. And I think every year you want to get better and you want to add more to your team. So that's what I'm looking to do.
More responsibility for you in that front, do you think? Does the organization look to you to say, okay, you know, start being a lead horse here, not just production-wise, but in the room, with the group, off the ice?
Yeah, I think you know, that's something that I enjoy doing, and I've done that on a lot of teams I've played for growing up, and you know, it's no different here.
Does it feel like 6 years?
No, it doesn't. No, it's crazy how fast it's gone by. But I'm only 23, so I look at that as a positive.